From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is under fire for backing the formation of a 30,000-strong border force to defend territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighters.
Şimdi artık Amerika...
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the U.S. has established what he called an army of terror along the country's border. It's up to us, he said, to drown this army before it's born. He warned Washington not to stand between Turkey and the terrorists. Ankara considers the Kurds a terrorist threat. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said U.S. backing of the force appears to have three objectives, including preventing Islamic State from reestablishing itself. Another objective, diplomacy.
In the sense that the U.S. has pretty much been sidelined in the political discussions regarding an overall final political settlement to the Syrian civil war, and with Russia taking the lead. This by itself, the announcement that the U.S. is going to have a long-term presence, even if it's through training, suggests that the U.S. is going to have a bigger seat at the table in any discussion moving forward. And this puts more pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, which is why his government denounced the U.S. announcement so vehemently today.
Lesh said the U.S. also wants to block further Iranian influence in Syria. Syria and Damascus criticized the decision. Meanwhile, representatives of the Free Syrian Army reportedly are in Washington seeking a resumption of military aid as a way to counter growing Iranian influence. In Libya's capital, Tripoli, fighting broke out Monday between rival militia groups said to be loyal to the UN-backed government of National Accord, leaving at least 20 dead, dozens wounded, and forcing closure of the Mitika airport, the only international airport still in use. The violence was apparently triggered by an attempt to free jailed militants. This is VOA News. A summit of 20 nations gathered in Vancouver, Canada, gets underway Tuesday and will seek to curb North Korea's nuclear ambitions through stronger economic pressure. The meeting is co-sponsored by Ottawa and the U.S. Stephen Norper is Senior Policy Director of the New York-based Korea Society.
Indeed, there are issues in terms of enforcement, and this is designed to tighten sanctions, in particular to step up and really provide some strength to the PSI, the Proliferation Security Initiative, and to allow interdictions or at least increase the ability to take a look and to enforce its seat.
Russia and China are not attending. In a phone call to President Donald Trump on the eve of the summit, China's leader Xi Jinping praised what he called the hard-earned easing of tensions on the peninsula that could lead to renewed dialogue and denuclearization. The Palestine Central Council meeting in Ramallah voted to call for the suspension of the recognition of Israel in response to President Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Council President Salim Zanoun said the executive committee suspended the recognition of the Jewish state, including security cooperation, until it recognizes the state of Palestine along 1967 borders, revokes its decision to annex East Jerusalem, and stops settlement activity. Israel's prime minister said the Palestinians exposed what he called the root of the conflict, Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state in any borders. Four mobile cranes purchased by the UN and U.S. have arrived in Yemen to speed up delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid in that war-ravaged, impoverished nation facing a hunger crisis. The cranes will be pressed into service in the rebel-controlled port of Hodeida. Pope Francis is in Chile at the start of a three-day visit. He was greeted by tens of thousands, many of them chanting, Viva Papa Francisco. Well-wisher Jose Cartes said the Pope has brought a message of love and peace, and that's what Chile needs. The Pope was greeted by President Michelle Bachelet. He's expected to speak to national and diplomatic officials before holding a mass Tuesday in Santiago, expected to draw up to 500,000 people. Romania's Prime Minister Mihai Tudose resigned his post after losing support of his leftist Social Democratic Party just 7 months after his predecessor suffered the same fate. The dispute with the party's chairman erupted last week when Tudose accused the Interior Ministry of lying, calling her to resign. French magistrates have dismissed charges against a group of French soldiers accused of sexually abusing children while deployed in Central African Republic. The testimony was judged to be inconsistent, with parts of it unconfirmed, although they could not exclude that abuse did take place. In Nigeria, a video released Monday by Boko Haram purportedly showed captured girls from Chibok nearly 4 years ago, vowing never to return. Some 100 of the more than 270 abducted in 2014 are believed to still be in captivity. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. My first stop today is going to be the land of South Africa with Peggy in Giyathanda. And right after that, Ghana with Daddy Lumba in Akoma da Komaso. And then to Tanzania with Mike T in Demuwangu. But first, Giyathanda by Peggy of South Africa.
To tune in on the pipe.
wewe kama nusu cheese. Jina Suzi, mime usi, nikipata ba mzuka kausi. Ameumbika mithili ya malaika, anajeshim doma na anasifika. Nya kuibata, hana kidada, ni mche mungu kwa kosu kwenye ibada. Toka siku nimesema na mpenda, akwa uwasu kwa kila anachotenda. Akasema kitu gana na kipenda, na kitu gana pendi mini na chotenda. Nika kupali sababu nina mdiali, niko na isi machi kila mahali. Na hili kutuwa kwenu mahali, uwe wangu wali. Shiba bila kula nikimtia machoni. Yo, yo. Akini beat kidogo niko hewani. Ring, ring. Akini text pia niko hewani. Ninapata wasi, wasi moyoni. Namba yake Suzi kiwa not reachable. Analisi me mighty. Nyongeze bidii kwenye wangu sani. Vesi zangu mistali mpaka fasi. Iwe na mtazama kujenga yangu jamii. Nijue nani wa kweli nani rafiki. Yupi tuko pamoja kwenye dhiki. Ni hakikishe nilivyo sibadiliki. Hata yeah. Maprayer haters nisiwonyeshe chuki. Sawa mama, nimekubali. Chochote nachotaka niko tayari. Kilichobaki sisi tumwombe Mungu siku kama siku leo.
Guba, Mighty of Tanzania. Before that, Akoma da Akoma So by Daddy Lumba of Ghana and Giyatanda by Peggy of South Africa. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned! I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. With me, David Van.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. People not like people. This is the sound of K.O.K. from Sierra Leone. He's presently based in China. And right after that, Josie Chameleon in Niamey. But first, People Not Like People by K.O.K. of Sierra Leone.
Le 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 come your way.
And jealousy for nothing.
Some go turn you big.
In enemy for nothing.
Some go come your way.
And jealousy for nothing.
Some go turn you big.
In enemy for nothing.
Really they mourn on me, so do ya not come your way. Oh. You go down, come to we. We go put the bon pepe. Watch we.
Mama, watoto wangu,
naumo ni ya mimi.
Wewe ni pacha wangu,
naumo ni ya mimi.
Na wewe unadhani mimi nakula raha, haki ya Mungu si kama nafanya starehe, niko huko natafuta hela, natako jue kutafuta siyo kupata, wakati wengine huwa nakosa, huo ni kuwa na muka asubuhi na mapema, hata watoto na wacha bado wamelala,
na umo ni ya mimi,
mama watoto wangu,
nina umo ni ya mimi,
wewe ni pacha wangu,
na umo ni ya mimi,
usinisaliti,
na umo ni ya mimi,
na kupenda sana, mama watoto wangu,
nina umo ni ya mimi,
wewe ni pacha wangu,
na umo ni ya mimi,
usinisaliti,
na umo ni ya mimi, na umo ni ya mimi, nina umo ni ya mimi, na umo ni ya mimi, nina umo ni ya mimi, na umo ni ya mimi, nina umo ni ya mimi, na umo ni ya mimi, nina umo ni ya mimi.
Niamini by Josie Chameleon of Uganda and People Not Like People by K.O.K. of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. I'll be right back. Stay close.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
What does the modern African want to hear on the radio?
When I wake up,
I want to know what's happening.
I'm interested in news about Africa.
What's going on around the world?
The news of Africa.
Give me the latest sports news.
I need some music.
Music for Africa.
African music.
Yes.
News and music from Africa.
News and music for Africa 24/7.
Now the Voice of America brings you even more news and music of Africa. You can listen to VOA around the clock 24/7. 24/7. In Accra, Ghana on 98.1 FM. And in Nairobi, Kenya on 107.5 FM. Or anytime day.
Day or night.
Anytime over our website, www.voaafrica.com.
News and music from Africa.
African music.
News about Africa.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
24/7.
Yes, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
News and music from Africa.
News about Africa.
Yes, 24/7.
News and music for Africa, 24/7.
Now let me just bring you back to music. This time I take you to Nigeria with Faze in Kolomental. And right after that, Babe Come Back by Kinda Strongs of Cape Verde. And then to Fura by Saba of Somalia. And now let's take this one, Kolomental by Faze of Nigeria.
Oh, I'm on a mental kiss. Start to the grace. Now who they rock in this place? Kolomental.
They go, that's no sense. Make it no make sense. Now the concept, that's senseless.
for this place, Golo Menta.
African beats.
African
beats.
African
beats.
My name is Gwendoline Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Fanti. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Hey.
Mustambiti Maliti. So manda chuno la ulit mko eva enko Nina sa Mustambiti Maliti. Wakili kete usiti Nina samu sambete maleti yeah.
Siri sahipo kui mayo Rio ama erka hosti sobir kayo Numbar kako
Hawa, hawa, le, le
Siri oitin anuk ye Es wana hadi da hadi sika hele sit Numbar kalamo Muktika kada shay am kutura Le le Hoga hoga le le
So manda juno la urita Nku eva eko Nina samu sambete mati
Dat kan agui apsigena Dat kan furaha nasi Wahanjiri nena jikena Wahimando no natusi Wahimando no natusi Mukti gaga da sheyan kutura Mukti gaga da sheyan kutura
Samu sambete maleti
Bilawo, bilawo, nubaka ko Yohawo, yohawo, nubaka le
Bila isana faje Nina samu
Bilawo, bilawo, nubaka ko Yohawo, yohawo, nubaka le
Nina samu chabi
by Saba of Somalia. That one was specially for my friend Abdinasir Ali of Somalia. And before that, Babe Come Back by Kanda Strong of Cape Verde and Colomental by FaZe of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays. And right now, music from Burundi, Kidum in Abambuzi. And right after that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon and Mulema by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea. But first, Abambuzi from Burundi.
Gango Yusufu Matoma Yahaya Hussein Papa Grace Charles Ogada Digital Entertainment Promotion Ah Sesa Mama Kibido Morisoyano
Some love.
Mulema by Kendo of Equatorial Guinea. Before that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon. And Abambuzi by Kidum of Burundi. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Dien, Washington, saying bye-bye.